Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Eldon Palazzo, right point. Find the net, Kucherov, five to go. Kucherov, put it in front! Score! Score! Ross Colton with 0.9 seconds left! Incredible! 2-1 Lightning! Kucherov magic!
The Blues go to battle and they create a 2-on-1, bringing it up. Perron and Buchnevich. Perron shoots, he scores! David Perron underneath the pass! 3-1 the score, 9:29 to go, third period.
Two pitches hit high in the air to left field, backing up to the track, to the wall, and it's gone. Goldie homers on an 0-2 pitch, his sixth of the year, and he's just tied this game. A mistake by Bassett, and Goldie made him pay. The Cardinals' second solo home run of the day. Yepes last inning, and it's Goldie with two outs and an 0-2 count here in the third.
Gallegos ready, a belt tie, set his pitch.
Alonso hammers one, left field, way back, it's long gone! The Mets win in the bottom of the 10th! Pete Alonso drives one out against Gallegos, and the Mets finish off a series victory in 10 innings. They beat the Cardinals 7-6.
Kicks it to Smart, right wing, goes inside to Horford, one-on-one against Martin. Kicks it back out to Smart. He fakes a couple of times, step back three on the way. Butter. He must be Butter, because that whole team's on a roll. This is Miami's largest deficit of the postseason.
Well, I just can't load it. And loading hurts, and pressing off it hurts, and walking hurts, and twisting hurts. So, this is golf. If I don't play that, if I don't do that, then I'm all right.
You are good.
Good Friday morning.
I played this on the way in.
Hey, let's just get our listeners up to speed right now. It's 6:11 in the morning. The conversations that the three of us have had before we've gone on air have been wide-ranging. Buckle up, everybody, because this is going to be a true Sharp and Benning in the morning Friday show.
What do we have? We have sexual orientation. We have John Wilkes Booth.
We just had a long discussion.
Abraham Lincoln.
We just had a long discussion about where Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Yeah.
Shane and I disagree. Shane says he was at Northwest Missouri State. I say he was in Washington, D.C.
Then he tells a story of how
you should no longer
be able to carry guns because people can't discern between Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln.
Whatever the hell it is.
Or something like that.
So good morning, everybody.
The world is going on.
Hey, last night in the sports world.
It's a good night, but significantly better night locally than nationally.
Stop! Let me just... Can I finish?
No.
Why don't you let people finish?
Oh, my gosh. Pot meat kettle.
Why don't you just...
Stop.
Let them finish first.
Stop before I hurt your feelings.
Charles Dickens. You ready?
Oh, I forgot. This is your opening montage?
Yes.
We're back to the midday show? All right, go. Floor is yours.
I had a bad sports night last night. I'm telling you.
Finish.
No,
Fudge, you almost got me dangling like a participle to say that.
Well, you almost spilled something there.
Figure it out.
You almost spilled something there. I'm looking out for you in that laptop.
What was your bad sports night?
It was
the Heat triggering figured splash out that they really can't score?
It was the best of times and the worst of times.
Oh, God. You stayed up all night for that garbage? That's what you wanted me to be quiet for? Charles Dickens?
I just said, let me finish.
Charles Dickens.
You've read Charles Dickens before, right?
I was probably snickering and giggling as a kid. I don't even remember Charles Dickens. So I probably said Charles Dickens. I probably got sent to the principal's office.
But it was the best of times last night in sports. And it was the worst of times. It was a wild sports day yesterday. It was locally, yes. It was two incredible atmospheres out at Burke High School and at Tal Anderson Field. There was a bad beatdown, what happened in Miami. There was very the entire state is disappointed. The Nebraska baseball, I trusted them way too much. They teased you, but then reality set in.
Reality set in 50 games in, champ.
I was all excited. I thought it was going to turn the corner. People were excited for you to get your tumbling gear on.
It's excited. I was washing the porch off yesterday.
It's excited.
Porch? I don't know what you guys call them, the deck, whatever. There's this thing with, like, potting soil and plants, and apparently yesterday was a good day, even though high-velocity winds were coming in, that we did a lot of things. We is not meaning me. Where we potted a lot of things and bought some soil, and I don't know what was going on, but that's what I cleaned up this morning at 4:30. But anyway, so I walked down the old deck stairs, and I was just doing cartwheels in the grass. My neighbor, who is arguably, he's in like the top six or seven nicest people in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that will like spray your dandelions and his own, and they're just fantastic. Stood there with his arms folded watching me at the top of the hill. It probably needed some explaining, but I just didn't have the time nor the inclination to explain to him why I was doing cartwheels in the grass. There's no one out there other than me. Like, seriously.
You're on a tumbling, like, run here. You're big into tumbling.
Well, I just wanted to know if I could.
Nebraska baseball tumbled last night.
If I could put two moves together.
All right.
I was going to try to, like, do one thing and then do another, and I was like, it is going to be concrete. So do I try to pull this off and just laugh at myself, or do I kind of rep it? But 2.5 hours later, wouldn't even need it. Wouldn't even need it.
Mm. Can't live with them, can't trust them anymore. I don't want to be teased.
Apparently no one wanted to play in the postseason.
I know. So Nebraska baseball falls, and you know what is crazy about opportunities that they've squandered, and especially last night against a soft-throwing guy that's throwing changeup and they can't hit a friggin' baseball, and you strike out looking to end the game when you have a chance to pull off an amazing bottom-of-the-ninth comeback. You ain't no Millard West or Millard South, that's for sure. Nebraska baseball is, they're still alive. They're still alive to come here to Omaha next week. Now, you know what? Maybe it's just, let's get through the last two games and let's work on the 23 campaign.
Why would you even do that to yourself?
I'm not doing it to me anymore. I have zero faith now. Zero faith.
If Nebraska gets to the Big Ten tournament, I'll do a cartwheel in this parking lot in boxer briefs. Yeah, well.
I'm thinking safe. Now, as we discuss more about what started yesterday, that you just want to do it.
Not really.
Like, you might just say, hey, even if Nebraska loses two in a row, I'll do it.
Nah. No, see, those opportunities only present themselves every now and again. Now, the beautiful thing of it is it is still in play that I try to jump over a parked car.
But let me rewind the tape. You will keep it in play if Nebraska makes it to Omaha.
Yeah.
So there's still hope.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of joy right now, but there now is hope.
Hey, are they postponing games still around the Big Ten, or what's the weather like? Are we playing a series, or are we just folding?
Hey.
Were you heated? Like, really? Did anybody not check the forecast? You guys gonna still try to get that in?
The game
does have meaning.
Oh, I know. I know it has meaning.
It has repercussions for the rest of the conference.
Yes, but I tried to trust him. I thought it would happen last night. Didn't happen. Got beat 4-1. Here's the problem. I was doing the Storm Chaser game, and there's craziness going on at Tal Anderson. And then there's some controversy with a runner leaving too early from third. I got people texting me going, what do you think? And
I watched that thing probably 30 times.
And then I got somebody tweeting at me that is not happy with Greg Sharp and thinks I'm calling the Nebraska game. And I'm like, what's going on? And also I'm seeing that my basketball team gave up 70 in the first half, and my head was about ready to go, boom. But we'll talk more about Nebraska baseball, or maybe we won't. Maybe people don't want to talk about Nebraska baseball. Maybe people don't want to talk about men's sports at Nebraska, and it's going to be all about women's sports because Nebraska softball plays today. But we have found something. We've told you this. A week ago, we set you up. The state baseball tournament, which Omaha, well, Sarpy County and Douglas County, took from Lincoln to put it all right here. Good job, NSAA. They listen for the betterment of the sport. They got Warner Park and Tal Anderson Field. And the Class A final last night was in a perfect venue, in a perfect location, and got one of an event which people, if you were involved on either Millard West or Millard South, you were there, you happened to watch it on the stream, you will talk about Millard West walking off A.J. Tauber, a home run to beat Millard South after Millard South trailing 9-0 came back and took the lead at 10-9 in one of the craziest state championship games ever. What a night last night over at 67th and Center.
Yeah, I don't think it's any hyperbole. It was probably the greatest state championship game in the last. I mean, pick the format.
Yeah.
Sudden death wrestling, you know, Bellevue West prep semis. Like, we've seen some gems. That was one of the greatest games ever. You combine the schools, the little vitriol, the disdain between the fan bases, the familiarity of both teams, how good both teams were, the fact that your jaw dropped in the first three innings to see that thing get to the score it did and was like, oh, that was fun. To see Vandy Boy's Finest take advantage of the moment, to overcome, like, there was so much going on in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I just like knowing so many people involved because it's cool for the families. There's some highs and lows. There's some tip of the caps.
Mm-hmm.
There's some attaboys. Tauber. You know, now the stories go, you just kind of ask around. Like, man, I don't even know where this came from. This was some week. You know, started with districts. He didn't even hit like that. I'm thinking, hey, it's all about the moment. If you're going to have three home runs, why not have them be in the last 3 weeks?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, just huge stones. And baseball is such a hard team sport. It's all about managing failures. And folks just embracing the moment. And everybody, when that grand slam left the yard, you thought there's no way Millard South's losing this game. And then Millard West just sacks up and is like, yeah, okay, we'll be fine. We've let this thing get all the way away from us. Spotted them 9. I don't know, man. It was, and not to be outdone by what was going on with track and field.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were some all-time records set.
A couple. You know how good state track was? Not to take some of the shine off of baseball, but it's just how my mind works. There, it was so good that at no point did we even talk about Millard or Bellevue West 4x1 team. At no point did it really come up in the last couple of weeks of hyping this thing up. We talked about everything else in track and field, right? They had a blistering time. Coleman doesn't win? Like, what kind of year is it in track where somebody that talented mm-hmm. doesn't get a gold?
And the time he put up not to get a gold?
Oh yeah. The little school over there on 72nd and Western that folks like to hate on unless you're an alum. Jay, he's like, yeah, 21-3-3. We saw a 21-3-1, 21-3-2, mm-hmm. and a 21-3-3. A week ago, 21-3-3 wouldn't have won you that race.
That's amazing.
Yesterday, it was good enough for gold. I mean, that is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 10-6 in the 100 meters gets you third?
Because Jalen Lloyd went 10-5-4.
I mean.
And got three golds. Just missed out on that fourth.
Like, what was.
Oh, the crowd. I mean, the crowd at both places was fantastic.
The 400s, the 800s. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'll take it.
Gabe Heinrichs from Elkhorn South, who won, what, the 800, 1600, and 3200?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. And what, he won five state titles in the last 2 years from a great distance runner from Elkhorn South. And then you have Deja from Lincoln High, who is going to go down as one of the fastest females to run high school track in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah.
And she's off to Florida State.
11.6.
Yeah, that is moving.
Is that moving?
That's moving. That is moving.
I mean, it's just some unbelievable performances. And we're not done.
No, C&D go today and tomorrow. And the weather will be a little bit different.
I'm still bummed about the splitting of the classes. They need to revisit that. I know they got some important votes today, NSAA, and I can't wait till 9 o'clock so we can get some verdicts rendered. But
can't
better
wait.
Figure out how to get that thing all back together.
Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about, they will announce today what the state basketball tournament will look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just make it official, whatever it is.
Out of the high school. I mean, right, come on. Look at in Lincoln, we can get the state tournament out of a high school. We got the state baseball tournament out of Sherman Field. Can you imagine Millard Millard West playing that kind of a game at Sherman Field for the state title? Get out of here.
Are you Bernie's secretary of state?
I like stages, and you know.
You guys are pro Omaha.
I have affinity for Tal Anderson Field and a great venue.
Omaha.
Perfect for the state tournament.
And although it was a ballpark last night that could not contain those teams.
And that is a moment in a battle of Q Street. That rivalry just got another chapter to it. And I know it's tough to wake up if you're Millard South this morning and you don't win a state title. And that was the third time in the final those two schools have met. And they're, you know, Steve Fry and Greg Gary are great baseball people. You're gonna talk about that moment if you were on the field in the dugout for a long, long time. And I look at Millard West yesterday to win the state baseball tournament. Not only do they have the walk-off, you know, Tauber swings the first pitch there in the seventh, but they had to rally to beat Lincoln East earlier in the day to stay alive and then to play that game. And look how easy it would have been when you are up big to all of a sudden your lead is erased on a grand slam. What a night. I wish there was, you know, next year, and thankfully high school baseball gets that, and B plays today. I mean, we could have another significant moment in the B state final in baseball. But the popularity is growing because the talent is abundant. It just probably doesn't get as much attention as some of the other sports, but like Nebraska Prospects does a great job. But there are Division I players all over the state. When they go winner-take-all next year and you understand the bracket, and you can get statewide TV.
Mm-hmm.
High school baseball is about to take that next jump thanks to the collaboration of UNO, the Storm Chasers, and NSAA saying the sport is growing. The sport deserves a big stage. We're going to add a class in C. And last night, they got an all-time classic. I wish there was an opportunity to show that like on a, you know, I don't know, public access channel or something like that to replay the game off the stream. You know, instead of people that got to go online, pay whatever to watch it again, if that was available to watch, because people would watch that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know. It's just a fantastic day. High school is my favorite. It just is. It's the time that I always tell you I'd go back to. And if I got to pick, we need to go back. I'm going back to high school. It is just... It's still, and there's a lot of folks. Well, there's too much mobility, and we need to get back to this. And it's funny, you know, those sentiments are shared by folks. What I don't hear them talking about is how to, like, buoy and kind of levy the opportunities within each school, right? Like to promote kind of to level that playing field. Mm-hmm. We just want to fast forward to telling kids where they can and can't go to school. It's hard, right? In the same vein, you can't fix one without fixing the other, right? Everybody wants what's good. But anyway, I say all that to say, it's the best part. I was looking at it, and T-Mac just texted me, and it's a Millard North thing, just because my daughter's there, and Kat Beechler, who's going shot and discus as a sophomore. You know, folks winning races by a couple of seconds or 300ths of a second.
Mm-hmm.
Folks going 180 some odd feet and discus. I mean,
dude, it was
The quality of athletes throughout the state pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what sport.
Yes, it is. Pick one.
And then also what they do at the next level.
Yeah. Go ahead and pick one.
All right. Let me give you the lineup on a Friday. Welcome in. By the way, just a note here that this is the last Friday before the start of the summer Fridays.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, we are about to go right into summer. We got Memorial Day weekend next weekend. That's kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer. But I don't know about the weather. Your favorite weather? We might have not Scott Frost, but the frost on the ground Sunday morning here. What is up with that?
What did I see? Low in the 30s?
They might have a couple of feet of snow in Denver.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. The end of May?
Yeah. Caleb and those guys, we fly out on Thursday for California. So they'll miss that. End of school for a lot of folks locally. It's a lot going on. What are you going to do without your pretend kids in school? There is no real difference for us in summer. Like, there'll be no sleeping in. We still go to work every day. Like, is there a moment where you're like, oh, it's a change, it's summer? It doesn't really happen for us.
Huh?
CWS maybe?
I think but then once CWS is over, you're like, wow, it's about a month of football. Or in this case, it'll be a couple of months to football.
Yeah, I don't think college football is going away anytime soon.
Technically, it's 99 days to the start of college football.
Barry Turner!
Coming up here within the hour.
Not to be confused with Timmy Turner.
Because something that is kind of got lost this weekend.
Designer.
With the PGA Championship going on is the Preakness. The second leg of the Triple Crown that will not feature the winner from the Kentucky Derby.
We're at about a four-horse field. Right?
Yeah. Big A is going to join us coming up here in about 15 minutes. We will talk golf after Rory's day. Hop on, man. I'm rooting for Rory.
Golly, he got a lot of run leading up to this deal, and he didn't disappoint. It was weird. I felt like when we were done with this week yesterday, I was like, God, we spent a lot of time talking about Rory. I'm trying to figure out how we got there. And, I look at the, starting Friday morning. In the Thursday night, he's atop the leaderboard. It's kind of an accident.
Shot a 65. Best case scenario for him as a front runner. Worst case scenario for Tiger.
He got out of the gates.
He's 74.
I told you, he just didn't look good on the range walking around.
He needed to start fast. Didn't. Going to be an uphill climb for him.
Literally.
Ryan Bellinger will join us coming up at 8. His thoughts on the PGA Championship. Mike Schaefer stops by. Nebraska recruiting. To put together the class of 23, and again, they're not done adding to the roster in 22, is really, really busy, including this weekend, over the next couple of weekends. Mike Schaefer stops by in the 9 o'clock hour, Matt Verzal, and then Mike Sauter. Again, today the NSAA is going to decide what the basketball state championship is going to look like, where it's going to be played, how many days it's going to be played, and then we'll have a moment for the high schools that used to host high school state basketball tournament games. In Lincoln, maybe, hopefully. The lineup brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. Last night in the association, Peyton Pritchard said that Tyler Herro is too small. We had a goal at the buzzer to put Tampa Bay up 2-0. Surprise, St. Louis plays a darn near perfect game and evens their series with Colorado at a game apiece.
You could make the case they've outplayed him in 5 of the 6 periods in regulation. Well, 4 of the 6. They gave up a ton of shots on goal in the first one, but they're playing well for a team that isn't super stout defensively. At least hadn't been.
Colorado's stars were not stars last night.
Oh.
And only, I believe, the 7th time in playoff history that's happened in the Tampa Bay game under 5 seconds left.
Welcome to the show, my man.
Yeah, pretty amazing. That was pretty amazing. Last night, that they were able to take those first two games.
That series is over.
You do not want the President's Trophy.
Yeah.
How about Coach
series
Cooper?
Is done.
Coach Cooper is, he makes me laugh every time I talk to him. He's always saying something without really saying it. They're pretty legit.
The former Green Bay Gambler head coach, John Cooper,
yeah, well.
Pride of the USHL, and now in search of his third straight Cup. All right, that's the lineup. We got a lot of conversation. We'll get back to Nebraska baseball. We're going to do a little draft of Division I baseball players in the state. And I think that after yesterday, Saban and Fisher, I think we're done. Not completely done, but we're done with those two. We're done today. It won't be a story today.
Yeah.
The topic will still be a story.
Too late for my man, Coach Saban.
Two guys getting together that got publicly reprimanded. That's over. That was yesterday's thing. The name, image, likeness, and the recruiting and open up the curtain and all that stuff is still around. But those two and what happened yesterday, which some enjoyed, some were very uncomfortable, I think that has hit its news cycle until they play again on the 8th of October. Alabama is a 16.5-point favorite. But there's something Jimbo said yesterday that is sticking with me that we will get to during the course of the 4 hours. You're always welcome to join the conversation. And maybe help me out, because I was not there. I was doing something else. I've only seen video. If you were at the game, what happened with the Millard South player that was called out for leaving too early?
Yeah,
tough to see on video. It was a bang-banger. Kind of turned out to be important.
Yeah, I don't make that call.
951-1620. You can email us at any time in the Equitable Bank inbox.
Bang, bang.
Gary O'Damon at 1620thezone.com or on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. At Gary Sharp 1620, at Damon Benning. And you can text us as well. Same number, 951-1620.
Well, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Just let us know what your name is when you text us. This is our first foray into texting.
Yeah. Don't be hitting me with, like, Big Daddy or Sugar Mama or anything like that. Just.
No, why don't we have nicknames?
Well,
why don't you want a nickname? No, we don't. Those are a little extreme. But let's have nicknames. We give nicknames to our callers.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to earn it, though. It's hard to tell through text.
So if you have a nickname, that's your nickname on the texting line for the show.
Okay, so Boss Baller texting in from...
Like, if your name's Scott, you'll make it juicy. Hey, this is Sarpy County, Scott. I got gotcha.
You. Boy, you love you some Sarpy County, boy.
Spent a lot of time out there in the last week. Those gas prices are not doing me well. That's a long trip.
Yeah.
I'm used to just going between here and Exarban Village.
Right there.
I got to go all the way out to 37.
My man said all the way.
6:35. Sharp Betting in the morning at 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show.
I vow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.